Good day and welcome Philadelphia and beyond. I'm Tom Donahue for Philly Freedom. Tom Donahue reports, putting America first, new world order dead last. So much to get to from the cradle of liberty here. And we're going to point to Orlando, Florida. I didn't say aim, I said point. Okay, sometimes you have to be concerned about political correctness. I wonder how President Obama feels about political correctness. I wonder how the progressive liberals that have put the gay agenda and gay rights and special rights and trying to subvert, maybe even pervert the culture, how do they feel today when this selected, protected class of people were targeted by ISIS? Or you could say at minimum the ISIS ideology. Because unlike Christians, unlike people of the Jewish faith, unlike many other faiths, people may condemn, they may try to convert, but it's never in the good book, and it's never a biblical or spiritual tenet or philosophy to extinguish your enemy, to mass murder. They're simply murder, period. That is never an option. Self-defense is a whole different thing. But to go out and murder someone because you don't approve of their lifestyle, their orientation, their philosophy, their ideology, is just, it's immoral, it's unjust, it's uncalled for, it's absolutely unacceptable, period. Case closed. But we have the Muslim faith, the Islamic faith, that if you really want to justify these points of view, it's there. And if you want to take it to that level, it's there. And so this is the only religious faith or religious doctrine, the big scale, and we're talking about the big religions, that in many ways is condoned. In many ways, it's celebrated. That does not involve all Muslims, all people of the Islamic faith. It's always a radicalized, but it's a larger segment, a larger percentage. It's an ongoing, it's a continuous assault on the culture and on society at large. And there is a silent majority. There's a small amount of people that are standing up, that are trying to cooperate, that are trying to condemn. But unlike other religions and faiths, when they see a radicalized portion grow, and month after month, year after year, they're responsible for the deaths and the destruction of cultures and society, the torture. What other faith or religion are they suiting up with suicide bombs? So now, what's Obama going to do? What's the progressive liberals going to do? What's Bernie Sanders, Commie Sanders, going to do beyond trying to take guns away? Just imagine if a few of those folks, and there's no way of knowing how many, in fact, were homosexual or gay that were in that club. It is obvious that it was the majority. And I don't know if every person that was senselessly slaughtered was homosexual or gay. They obviously were open-minded and leaning towards that or bisexual or transgendered. But imagine if a few of them had been packing. Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about weapons. I'm talking about concealed weapons. It is highly unlikely, extremely doubtful, that 50 would have been killed, murdered, cold-bloodedly, cowardly, and 50-some others injured. So we have a traumatized nation again for this senseless slaughter. And just because Christians and other people of good faith and conscience condemn the behavior, condemn the lifestyle, condemn the orientation. I don't think there's any fair-minded person of faith that would applaud what had happened. And if you do, or you did, well, then you're really not the spiritual person of faith that you claim to be. Just like those that bomb abortion clinics and those that go after abortion doctors. Yes, you want to stop them, but a murder for a murder. And again, you can say, and I do believe it's murder in the womb. I mean, a fetus is not an unborn animal. It's an early stage developing human being. But the point is that unless it's self-defense, you cannot justify murder. You just can't. So this is an unparalleled tragedy. It is a mass murdering spree. This was premeditated. And I know right now it's being debated, did he actually have direct, tangible, provable ties to ISIS, or was he just affected by maybe online discussions? Or the fact is that he decided based on his own research that he was going in this direction. Whether it was orchestrated, whether he had direct ties or not, if there was no ISIS, and if there was no radicalized portion of Islam, and if he wasn't an extreme Muslim fundamentalist, then this would never have happened. And if we had a sensible immigration policy, and if we actually had a Trump-related pause button years ago, and profiling and identifying and allowing law enforcement to do its job, the majority of these shootings, these shooting sprees, these targeted groups that are under siege or assault, whether it's the military, whether it happens to be gays, whether it happens to be whomever, this must stop. Philly Freedom, Tom Donahue reports. Right back, hold tight. Welcome back, Tom Donahue, Philly Freedom. Tom Donahue reports, putting America first, new world or dead last. WFYL Radio, 1180 AM, serving the greater Philadelphia area, King of Prussia, Valley Forge. I'm broadcasting here in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty, the place of our nation's birthplace, Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the U.S. Constitution, all forged and forward from here. So glad I can be with you. Let's jump right back into the articles and issues of the day. And I have to say that you're getting wall-to-wall coverage. And I'm not here to be your news anchor. I'm not here to try to outsmart somebody, out-information somebody, you know, outmaneuver any of the other hosts and news reporting groups or agencies. I'm simply here to give you my take, Tom's take. I may concentrate on things that others won't. I may focus on some things that we are all discussing. I lead by my spirit. I lead by my instincts. I lead by my natural reaction. I'm also not listening to others and say, oh, that sounds good. Let me incorporate that. Because many hosts do that. They're kind of like talk kleptos, you know. They pilfer, you know, from others, and then they try to make it a little more personalized as it relates to their style or their brand. We don't do that here, but I am looking at some of the headlines at Newsmax, and they have some pretty good coverage, quite frankly, of this. It really kind of leans, it kind of points in the direction of Donald Trump, and you say, well, why so? This event, this pivotal event, this seminal moment, may be what, in the end, gets Donald Trump elected. You say, wait a minute, Donald Trump is not, you know, he's not participating in gay pride parades. Donald Trump is not pushing any kind of gay rights or privileges agenda. No, but Donald Trump is not waging war. And Donald Trump is really not judging in those areas. It's really not his, it's not something that he's concentrating on as it relates to being a candidate and being the GOP nominee. We can say presumptive is out the window because he really is a nominee. And there's not a darn thing that Romney, it's not a darn thing that Bill Kristol and these other jackrabbits can do. Okay. And actually, that's an insult to a jackrabbit. But I'd rather use the word jackrabbit than jack something else. But you know what I mean. So the lead headline says, Trump, U.S. in absolute war with terrorists. That is going to get worse. And he's renewing his call to ban Syrians from coming into the country. Donald Trump said Monday that the U.S. is in an absolute war because we don't know who it is or where they're coming from. He also took shots at Democratic rival Hillary Clinton, slamming her for refusing to use words like radical Islam to describe the terror threat that the U.S. is facing. Did you notice how President Obama had to so quickly say, well, there's just no direct ties that we can prove? Well, that's kind of a rush to judgment. We don't know. I can guarantee you that the intelligence agencies have not made a complete determination on that matter. And Obama is saying that the Orlando shooter is a product of homegrown extremism. Not radical Islam. Not ISIS. And then Hillary on the Orlando massacre, time for parties to work together. Yeah, and she's probably thinking about gun control. Mm-hmm. You're like Commie Sanders. No, hellish Hillary. That's not the solution. Oh, and here we go. Here's another article. As I presumed, correct. Hillary calls for gun control after Orlando shooting. Back to my larger point is that Donald Trump is likely going to become president of the United States because even those on the radical progressive liberal leaning, or even just say your typical middle of the road Democrat, they're going to go, who's going to keep me safer? Even though there might be some things I'm not quite sure about politically, or is in terms of political correctness, whether, you know, there should be a ban, whether there should be a vetting process, whether it should be profiling. But you know what? The next time I want to go to a restaurant or a club, I want to think I'm probably a little safer. And that someone's at least trying to do something to protect me, potentially. And I can guarantee you that all the women that are allegedly all so insulted because Donald Trump is so brash, and he has said some things that could be taken, or even in some instances misconstrued, I think that they could deal with it being slightly offended. It's like going to a comedy club and going, wow, I you know, that language is a bit offensive. But you still laughed, and you still had a good time. Let's just say Donald Trump personally offends some people. Would you rather put up with that, which I think is going to become a lot lesser thing to deal with, because he is becoming and he will become much more presidential. I think whether you're a man or a woman, whether you're straight or gay, you're going to say, you know what? I welcome strength. I welcome someone that is got a more muscular policy as it relates to protection of the homeland. This alpha male machismo, you know, this more macho approach to dealing with adversaries, dealing with enemies, and calling people out and calling them who and what they are and where they come from, and having bold initiatives and programs and a platform that will address these directly. Not the Romney approach, not the McCain approach, not the Bob Dole approach, not the Bush approach where, you know, remember George Bush W, you know, Jr.? He said that Islam was the religion of peace. The point is that we're not blaming all Muslims, and we're not blaming everyone as part of that faith, but they had to be put on notice that there are tenets within their religion that condones this, that actually on some level encourages this. Or let's just say a better word, incites this fanaticism and this extremism. So Obama and Hillary, they don't want to talk about radical Islam. They don't want to talk about anything that has anything to do with ISIS, Islam, and they want to just make this look like this was just an isolated guy that maybe have read some literature, decided that he was going to hook his wagon to this, but it really was just about him. They don't want to look to see did he have any participating co-conspirators. They don't want to really fully investigate what exactly were his ties beyond just being simpatico with the ideology. But trust me, if it was Donald Trump, he's going to make sure they find out conclusively. But the point is that this was not biblical Christianity. This was not Judaism. This was not Buddhism. This was not Hinduism. This was not any other religious philosophy, ideology, principles, tenets that inspired, encouraged his actions. Trump faults Muslims for not reporting suspicious people. That is true. Trump asserts thousands of people in U.S. sick with hate. Trump. When will we get smart, tough, and vigilant? Trump calls on Obama to resign. I think it's absolutely right. Obama has failed us in so many of these situations. And again, I'm not saying that Romney would have done a much better job, because you know how I feel about Romney. FBI Chief Comey, and who seems like a straight shooter, a legitimate guy, maybe he'll get the truth out, in spite of Obama, in spite of Hillary and others. But he says the gunman called 9/11, 911, three times during the attack. Here's another headline. ISIS claims responsibility for Orlando nightclub shooting. Seem larger than life. They want to loom larger. They want to be able to create and instill greater fear because this is something that they would be precipitating and they would certainly have wanted to promote. They're going to claim responsibility. But nevertheless, and the prosecutors are presenting evidence that someone says that they're working with ISIS. ISIS says they take responsibility for this. This same shooter has told others that he was sympathetic to their cause. And you have him on tape calling 9/11 saying that these are the reasons that he's doing this. That goes well beyond circumstantial evidence and supports, beyond a theoretical proposition, that this was ISIS involved, at minimum on some level. That's enough to get you convicted in a court of law, okay? How many people have been convicted without finding the body and without the murder weapon? But just based on just surface thin accusations and allegations. So to me, there's more than a circumstantial case that this is an ISIS involved, perhaps initiated, perhaps actually more intimately involved mass murder on U.S. soil in the great state of Florida, a wonderful city like Orlando. So now in Orlando, just imagine all the, people go there for the entertainment, for the weather, retirement. They're going to be on high alert. But then again, I think almost anywhere within the confines of the United States, you have to be concerned. You have to be leery. You have to be, again, we don't want to live in a nation where we are in abject fear. But there has to be security concerns. And I don't think beyond just your basics of food and water and shelter that there's anything more important than one's security and safety. Now, you could say free speech and freedom of expression. Oh, yeah, well, absolutely. No question about that. But I'm just saying that, and people, their economic livelihood. So if Trump says, I'm going to protect you against companies and people losing jobs because they want to go for the cheaper labor, and if you have a president, potentially, that is willing to do smart trade, and you have many that are analyzing Trump, and I haven't really looked at it that closely, but Larry Kudlow is a pretty smart guy. one of the top shows on the weekends when he does, and when he does television appearances, he's considered one of the best what he does. And he says Trump's tax plan will boost the national economy. We have a totally stagnant, stifled economy. So if he can improve the economy, he can improve the economic and trade wherewithal of our country vis-a-vis other countries, and he can really help bring the jobs back, put people back to work, that we have a flourishing country and full steam ahead economically. We feel more secure at our borders. We feel more secure in our dealings with other countries and more respected and feared in some instances, which is okay. But realizing that we are leading with strength and that we are putting our country, our nation first, who could object to that? So I think you're going to find that many of the Bernie Sanders supporters, many people that are maybe would take up more feminist causes, maybe more gay rights, and all liberal and progressive causes, people, when they go to vote, they're going to go, is this just about philosophy and ideology? Will their fears and will their concerns and their hopes and dreams say, you know what, I think I can deal with Donald Trump's personality, but if this guy will really help protect our country and protect our communities, and we have a better economic future, and just overall well-being of the patient, meaning the United States of America, will rise, will heal and become well again. Well, the other thing is, when you go into that, you go into the voting booth, you can tell your friends you voted one way. They're not going to know how you voted. And so there's going to be a lot of that. There's going to be a lot of closeted, and again, there's no pun intended, Donald Trump supporters. So by virtue of the fact that Obama, and of course Hillary failed us, the Secretary of State, so the economic security issues that they had an opportunity to prevent and to protect, and they failed. And Donald Trump, from day one, no matter how politically correct, no matter how popular it was, no matter whether it fit the neocon scheme of foreign affairs and the ways that things are done through the establishment, he hasn't changed any of his major planks and positions. So he is absolutely, positively consistent and consistently right on the larger issues.